Ethel, are you there? Hello, Ethel?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, cool. All right, thanks. I got that taken care of. All right, so that's 1,871 grams. Next question is baby formula. I need to know the start date, the usage start date.
I started when she was born because I didn't produce breast milk, so it was July 9th of 2010.
And you started using, and she stopped using it when?
July 25th of 2010.
Okay. Thank you. Next is, what was the time between usage and injury?
So you mean like when she was diagnosed with it and when she started using stuff to me?
Let's see. What was the time between usage and injury? Yeah, so she used it. She started using it on the 9th. And then when did you guys find out she was injured because of it?
On the 25th.
On the 25th? Okay. So those 16 days or whatever.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And was your daughter fed formula or fortifier in the hospital?
Yes.
Okay. And did your daughter have any of the following symptoms after drinking the cow-based milk formula? Symptom one, low body temperature, green vomit, apnea, hypotension, bradycardia, swollen red or tender belly, trouble feeding, constipation, lethargic, the diarrhea, and/or dark bloody stools, or none of the above.
Yes, she has stomach pain, she has vomit, diarrhea, bloody stool, and a high temperature.
All right, so I got tender belly, diarrhea, and then what was the other one you said? High fever.
Yes, and she had a bloody stool.
Okay. I'll go ahead and put that under medical notes. Also had bloody stool and high fever. Okay. We're almost done, okay? All right, you mentioned from the beginning that you don't have anything handy paperwork, but you'll be able to help get them with through your doctors, correct? Okay. And next, what treatments, medical procedures did your daughter undergo due to the MSC? Antibiotics, blood transfusion, assisted ventilation, Penrose drain, exploratory laparotomy, ostomy surgery, PICC line, unrelated surgeries. Or was there no treatment that you wanted treatment or no treatment, rejected treatment?
Yes, she had antibiotic therapy. She had the op.
So antibiotics and what else?
She had extra oxygen and she had laparotomy surgery.
Is that like ostomy surgery? Or, no.
It's the surgery where they made small holes in her belly.
Okay, because I only have so many things to choose from, which is antibiotics, blood transfusion, assisted ventilation, Penrose strain, exploratory laparotomy, ostomy surgery, and PICC line, and unrelated surgeries.
Okay, the laparotomy, I would say that is the surgery she had where they make the holes in her stomach.
Okay.
And the assisted breathing, the oxygen, yeah, she had to have extra oxygen.
Okay. Got it. And do you recall who your diagnosing doctor was?
Yes. It was Dr. Clyde Simmons.
Okay. Out of what city? The same hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's at Tift Regional Medical Center?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Have you ever done a DocuSign before?
No.
No. Are you pretty good on your computer or on your cell phone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Should be pretty easy. I'm doing some copying and pasting over here for the address, that information. Okay, next is who was the treating doctor? Who was that person or that doctor? Do you recall?
Dr. Richard Hoffman.
Okay. Hoffman?
Uh-huh.
Was Hoffman with one or two N's?
One. H-O-F-F-M-A-N.
Same place? Tift Regional Medical Center?
No, he's a family doctor.
Okay, what was the treating facility name?
Oh, yeah, it was at the hospital where he came to treat us in.
Same place? Tift Regional Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay. And same address, 901 18th Street, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Earlier you said that, let me just ask you the question. So were there any abdominal surgeries performed? Or did the injured part of your daughter experience a swollen abdomen with discoloration?
Yeah, she had the laparotomy surgery on her stomach.
Okay. All right. Next is we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. That way we can ensure the case moves forward. Do you have an emergency contact would you like to share?
Sure.
Do they live with you or no?
Yes, it's my boyfriend, my fiance.
Okay. And what is
his number? 757.
757?
Uh-huh, 768.
Uh-huh.
5794.
5794?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name, please?
Christopher Reed.
Thank you. And is it your home address?
Yes.
Okay, let me get that. One sec. Let me copy and paste that as well. Okay, so my team is going to review our call and our information, and the attorneys should be reaching out to you after 48 hours or so. So in the meantime, let me get my quality assurance form out, because we're just going to review some of that information. Like the information you and I just discussed, make sure there's no mistakes, make sure I didn't misspell anything. Let me see. One sec, I'm looking for my compliance sheet. I've been getting a lot of calls. And I don't know if you know anybody. Hopefully it doesn't apply to you. But do you? I also help people, ladies that used to take the Depro Provera contraceptive shot. Did you ever take that?
Mm-hmm.
You did? Did you ever get sick?
Mm-hmm.
You did? Okay. Because let's finish this up real quick. I'm going to send you this paperwork, and then we'll talk about that next. But, you know, you never know. You may be eligible if you meet that criteria. Okay. So, first things first, law firm requirements, position and fees. I've confirmed that you don't have representation from an attorney.
No, I don't.
Okay, we confirmed that it was your daughter that was diagnosed with a qualifying ailment after using baby formula. We
mm-hmm.
also confirmed the diagnosis was at the hospital. We also confirmed the gestational age at birth was 37 weeks or before. We also confirmed the year of the birth was between 2006 and present day. We also confirm that you want to participate in the NEC lawsuit. Let's see. The ailment specified. Yes, the ailment specified would be NEC. We're going to correct your spelling. Right now, let me go up to that. I have Ethel, Dean. 252-47-5170. Mm-hmm. And then I have Ms. Shakira Pittman,
674-62-6358.
Mm-hmm. We also confirm NEC diagnosis must occur within the allowed number of weeks after birth based on gestational age. Okay, we're good. Okay, so that concludes that. Let me go ahead and send this out to you now for you to do a quick electronic signature. Is there a no, no middle name. Okay, nope.
For me or her?
No, we're fine. I had missed a question here. One second. Can't have any blanks on some of the asterisk questions. And I think I found one where I didn't have anything there. Okay, let's try it again. Okay, great. So please do me a favor. Go to your text or email, whichever one you want to open up.
Okay.
Make sure it's sent on my end. It's asking me to log in. So let me say continue. Send now. Okay, it's sent now.
All right, it say review document.
Uh-huh. Yep, that's the one.
All right. Please review the act on the document. Say select the start button to begin.
Mm-hmm. That yellow button.
Okay.
It may ask you to adopt and sign, which means you just have to sign, like use your fingertip or a stylus, just create a signature.
You said everything was signed right.
Okay, let me go to my completed section. Beautiful. I see it signed on my end as well. Let me open it. Let me just take a peek at it. See how. Make sure all the signatures lined up well. Beautiful. Okay. That's it. Thank you so much for your time. Like I said, give my team about a day or so to review the call, and then they'll send the information over to the attorneys, and then the attorneys will be reaching out to you shortly after that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your patience. We got through it pretty quick, and I wish the best for you and your daughter, okay? God bless.
Okay.